Now time for Locker Room Chat with Nemaha Central Girls Head Basketball Coach Haddon Hilgen. After three wins from this past week, you guys get blowout wins over Perry the Compton and Royal Valley. Those were on the 9th and the 13th, respectively. But talking about the game from Saturday, you guys defeated Riverside to take first place, solo possession of the Big 7. And you guys are now 12-0 with this win over Riverside. They're now 11-1. And let's talk about this game, Coach, because this was a back-and-forth affair early on in the game. You guys got the lead up to 10. You kept it there for a while until late in the fourth quarter, and they never got back within one possession, though. You guys were making free throws in the fourth quarter. You tell me you guys went 15 for 23 in the fourth quarter from the free throw line, and you had a couple of big-time performances from Emma Hermish and Hallie Holdhouse. What are your overall thoughts on this one? This is a huge one.
Yeah, it was a fun one. Great atmosphere over there. Riverside had a great crowd and ready for us, and they were animated. But our girls did a great job early of attacking on offense and making Riverside work for everything on the offensive end of the floor. So I thought we did a really good job limiting their guards to open looks, because they're a really good 3-point shooting team. So we really stressed getting them on the 3-point line. And then also, they have one of the best players in the state, and we tried to make everything difficult for her, make her earn everything. So our girls did a great job of just staying with the game plan and slowly building a lead. And we had a comfortable lead there in the fourth quarter, and Riverside made a run. But, Emma Hermes stepped up huge the second half and had 16 points for us, and a lot of them were in the third quarter that kept our lead up to 10 or 12, even 13 at times. So she was dominant, and Hallie had some big buckets for us. Driving the ball to hoop and stuff was something she's been working on, so that was great to see. And the other girls did a great job, like I said, of clearing the glass and only limiting them to one shot, which was huge. And then we haven't been a great free throw shooting team for most of the year, but recently we've turned a tide on that. We've been shooting it at a pretty good clip, and we did that in the fourth quarter, and that was enough to seal the game.
And, Coach, you mentioned trying to defend Taylor Weiser. How do you feel like your team did as a whole trying to stop her inside?
You know, I thought we did a great job. We contested everything she took, and the girl made some unbelievable shots. And sometimes I just tell the girls, you got to tip your cap and go down the, you know, the other end and try to get two back. But she's a great player, and we tried doubling her at times, and she still made some unbelievable shots. So, you know, kudos to her, but She earned every point she got.
So now to finish off the season, you guys have two games left. Starting on Friday, you guys will be hosting Jefferson West. We'll have the game right here on KMZA, and then you'll be taking on Riverside again the following Tuesday. We'll be broadcasting that game as well, as that one will likely determine who wins the Big 7. Well, if you guys win on Friday, you'll get at least a share. You have a chance to win it outright on the following Tuesday. So with that being said, having to play them twice in the short amount of time, do you feel like that's an advantage or a disadvantage for you guys winning that first game?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it really makes a difference, you know, when you play them. They're in the same boat as we are. But, you know, we're playing with a lot of confidence right now, which is really good to see. And we're going to be tough to beat regardless of who we're playing and when we're playing. And, you know, right now our sole focus is on Jeff West, because this time of the year, you know, we really stress to our girls that the only important game is the next one. So we got to take care of Jeff West, and then we'll worry about Riverside. But, you know, it will be a fun game, and have them at our house, and hopefully with a chance to win the Big 7 League outright would be a great, great thing, especially being the last year of the Big 7.
And looking forward to talking to you again next week, possibly talking about a Big 7 League title, and also your upcoming matchup for Substate as well. So, Coach, thank you so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you guys in action on Friday.
All right, Jerry, appreciate all you do. Thank you.
That was Nemaha Central Girls and Basketball Coach Haddon Hilgen here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you today by Life Care Center, Countryside Feed, and How Exceed.